Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on how to use sound and vibration to access a state of oneness and unity consciousness. So our intention is that we all might be able to access this state as much as possible and really use it to help heal the world and bring that energy into the 3D world more. So before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. So let me share my screen here. So we have the big thing we have happening is our summer intensive, which is June 18th to the 28th, and it's 10 to 9:30 every day. We also do have lodging available for $200. We don't have any beds but or showers, but we've got a nice kitchen and a cool place to hang out. And so it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And you could do just the summer intensive for $1,485, or that's half of our whole certificate program, where you can actually do the rest online and get our state-approved certificate for sound healing. It's all about how sound and vibration is the basis of the whole universe, how it works for healing, and how it works in nature and the whole universe. It's also about getting still and peaceful over and over and over until that becomes a norm in your life, and then whole other realms open up. And it's also about really learning techniques and skills to be able to open up your own practice. We're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. So we have not only classes on how to do it and do treatments on others and sound baths and workshops, but also actually a wide range of things beyond that. But also to be able to heal yourself, and to be able to actually bring that energy into the world, right, to help change the whole planet. So that's the in-person version is June 18th to the 28th. We also have our 3.5-month version starting September 3rd, which is Monday and Wednesday nights at the Institute. Again, half of it is online, or you can do the whole thing online. You can start about every 2 weeks. The next start time is this week, June 13th. And works really well. You can, we actually practice on each other, and you get to practice on your own and really learn the skills and get high at the same time. High and still. That's our main motto, high and still. We also have a recording program starting September 10th. That's completely different than the sound healing, although we use some sound healing techniques in the recording program. It's all about recording, mixing, and producing. And we go through all the different aspects of sound and how the equipment works. And then we go through using my visual system from my book, The Art of Mixing, to show different structures of mixes and explain what makes a good mix. And then we go through the concept from my producing book on actually how to critique and refine all the different musical components of a recording. And then we practice actually making recordings. We also go into binaural beats and brainwave entrainment and exactly how to do that and tune it to your intention, to your breath, to the song, or to the rhythm of the song. It's really, really effective. We're just trying to get people really high and still and deep with their music and the recording side as well. We also have our voice analysis program. You can get a treatment for $85. We have our training tomorrow. You could actually kind of jump in. The software is $888, and we're going to be going over how to use it tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. June 9th. We also have the brainwave assessment kit, which is what we do is we have music or rhythms that you can play 12 different notes of the music and rhythms and see which one makes the person most peaceful, calm, and still. And then we give people, or you could, if you're the practitioner, we can give people CD downloads and Delta for sleep, Theta for creativity and oneness that we'll be talking about today, Alpha for learning and sports, and Beta for overcoming ADHD, and the Gamma for blissing out. And it's really effective for depression, anxiety, PTSD, autism, dementia, and especially effective for traumatic brain injuries. We also have our Medical Sound Association. Let me show you that, where we've got over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists working together now to create detailed treatment plans for all different issues. If you go to Integrative Sound on here, you'll see detailed, like 30-page treatment plans around sound and vibration for grief, anxiety, depression, trauma, dementia, addiction. I mean, just a full range of issues. And they're really, really well informed. So if you've got anything going on, you can check that out for free. Or if you're going to be working on anybody with sound, it's a really excellent resource. Okay. We also have our Sound Education Association with over 100 administrators and teachers creating a curriculum for kids for around the world, all based on the books on brain development for kids, and really a program that lights kids up and really finds their gifts, so no kid is left behind or no kid is ever told you're not good enough, you didn't pass the test, right? Okay, so that's at soundeducationassociation.com. The last thing we have is we also have our open house coming up here on Sunday, June 30th. And it's all about how sound works at all different levels of reality. And we put everybody on the sound table and go over many meditations, and get people blissed out. Even if you're not interested in classes, just come for the experience. At Sunday, June 30th, here at the Institute in Sausalito, just north of San Francisco. We also have our online sound treatment center where you can get a one-on-one treatment with a practitioner with the best sound ever. And it's really effective. We've got all types of practitioners ready to go now. And so that's that soundtreatmentcenter.com where you can find all the different practitioners that are really excellent. You can also watch videos and get high of what they do just to check them out. Okay. We also have our sound healing store. You can find that at soundoflove.com. And we've got Tibetan bowls, crystal bowls, tuning forks. We've got over 400 instruments and technologies, wide range of stuff. We have our therapy center at the Institute, besides online, where you can get the different treatments. And then we have our research foundation with over 1,000 papers and clinical papers on exactly how sound and vibration and music work for all different types of healing and getting high and getting still. Okay. So let's talk about oneness. It's interesting. When I ask my class or an open house or any group of people, how many have been one with the universe? Generally, it's about 30, sometimes as much as 50% that have been one with the universe. But when I ask, how many of you can access it at will? It goes down to less than a quarter or 25%. And then if I ask, how many of you have been one with everybody on the planet so that you feel this oneness with every human? That seems to be a whole nother level where you're really, every person you see the spirit in them that's the same as yours. I don't exactly have that one down, but sometimes I've been there where I look at a person and I'm like, oh my God, this person is God, just like me. They're part of this larger being, just like me. We're all part of this larger being that is the whole universe, right? So there's been times, and sometimes I'll just look at somebody and go, oh my God, spirit is not far from the surface for anyone. When I'm one with the universe, it's like, first of all, it seems like there's this light that shows up. Sometimes it's just in the room. Sometimes it seems to go out further. There's also this knowing. When I've really been in the zone of oneness and unity consciousness, I remember a few times when I thought, every answer in the universe is right here. If I just would come up with a question, the answer is right here. It's available right now. So there's this knowing when you tune in to all. It's also really just a portal to universal love. I often think of oneness, let me show you a diagram here, as all, which would be all frequencies, right? And there are different energies that come out of this oneness, like a rainbow of colors. And I think of these as the different rays that Alice Bailey and Blavatsky from the 1800s talked about, and then Benjamin Cram, all these different people talk about the ageless wisdom and the different rays of energy. There's rays of will and power, the ray of love, wisdom, active intelligence, which is the creative aspect, harmony through conflict. Sometimes I work with that one. Concrete knowledge, which is science, devotion and idealism, and then ceremonial order, really using order to really transform the world, and ritual, in fact. So there's all these different energies that come out. Now, it's interesting that if you haven't done a night of watching near-death experience videos on YouTube, it's really cool. Most of the people, not all, but most say, I went through the tunnel and I went into this place of complete unity consciousness where there was unbelievable, indescribable love. Right? And some people get completely healed, like Anita Morjani went to that place and came back, and within a month, all of her major fourth stage cancer was completely gone. Right? So it seems to be a whole realm, not only where you can see this oneness and see love everywhere, but also where people often perceive their soul and the energy and even frequency of their soul. So they say that with EEG, you can actually see when people are one with the universe. It's actually a certain combination of delta, theta, alpha, and beta, and gamma. But they say when you are seeing you, your frequency, and what being one with the universe at the same time, it's like the left and right brain are now working because you're watching it and watching your frequency, and it's like being one with the universe, but actually watching it at the same time. So being aware, because sometimes we go to where we're one with the universe, where we're just blissed out. So we are just in it, blissed out. We are in the zone. And then other times we go to that place where we're completely blissed out and watching it. But then there's a whole nother level. Oh my God. Oh my God. And that's when you get to this place of bliss and wholeness and oneness. And you realize that you can make changes in yourself and in the world. And it's tricky because, you know, the second you start thinking about, oh, I need to change, I'm not good enough, you're out of oneness, right? So it's a very subtle process where you're actually in this oneness, but you're going, eek, right? You're going, eek. And actually, with that one little twist of a sound or frequency, or even just with your intention, the whole world is changed. A disease is completely gone. The whole planet is lit up, right? But you can only do this, actually, I don't know if that's true. I was going to say you can only do this if it's in alignment with divine will. I don't know if that's completely true because you could pull some strings and do some weird stuff for your own intention. But if you're in an energy of your own self, help or helping, getting more for yourself, then you're not really going to be in oneness very long. Although some people can actually run energy with intention and still do it. So it's much better to actually be able to, when you're in this state, to see the flow systems, to see all of every the way things are already going in the universe or the body, if you're doing healing on the body, and then to be able to make one little shift, to make it and turn it in a different direction. Because if you make too big of a change, I don't know if this is definitely true, but it feels like spirit's only going to let you make so much of a change. Otherwise, we would all be in love and light the whole time, right? It's like just one person goes and like transforms the entire planet. But it seems that we can only make little changes in alignment with spirit because it can throw the whole flow systems off. That's my take on it, but who knows anything for sure around here, right? So it's really being able to make change within the world of divine will, in alignment with the world of divine will. I mean, divine will's got its own progression that it's already creating. And then you can actually turn it a little bit. And a little turn can be a big deal, right? A little turn can be a big deal. So when it comes to vibration and sound, I think of oneness as all frequencies in the universe. Because most people, when they report back from being one with the universe or in unity consciousness, they say they are all. They are everything. They have become the whole universe. And we have a meditation I've done many times where I have you tune in to multiple, rather all frequencies in the universe, all the sound frequencies, all the rhythms, the movement of the planets and the stars and the galaxies and the vibration of light and atoms and quarks and the full range of vibration at once. And that's oneness. When you are everything, you become everything. But the question is, how do you get there? Especially for people that haven't been there. Some people, when they've been there, it's just like bing, and they're there. Or they have little triggers. They listen to a certain song, or they go out in nature, or they just call it in, and it's like bing, it's done. But for those that can't access it, it's like, it's like speaking a foreign language. Like people don't even know what it is. How can you access something that you can't even really imagine or visualize? as I always say, using sound to get you to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over and over is really the best there is to help you get there. Because when you're at peace and still, that is a portal to higher dimensions where you're one with the universe. Also, higher beings kick in when you're peace and still. When you're not at peace, they don't want to have anything to do with you, right? You're jumping around too much. I can't pin you down. But once you get still, they're like, hi. Hi. Right. Let us lead you there. Also, another thing that happens is being with people that are one with the universe. I mean, that's why we have satsang and sit with spiritual leaders to be able to just absorb that energy. And sometimes we do get it just through osmosis, where just by sitting with someone, that energy entrains our brain into that energy, and all of a sudden it's like, bing, right? That's huge. That's actually one of the major ways that people access it, is just hanging around people that are living in this state of oneness. So it's interesting also, when you're in oneness, the brain, the whole brain works. It's not like it is when you're worried about something where the prefrontal cortex is focused on one thing. It's really the whole brain is, it's doing multiple things at once. And that is one of the main portals to getting into oneness, is multiple things at once. And what that leads you into, let me backtrack. When you are one with the universe, your brain is in a rhythm of theta, mostly. It's actually a combination, but it's mostly theta. And that's 4 to 8 cycles per second, which is wah, 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 wah. And as we've talked about, when you actually tune or listen to music and binaural beat rhythms tuned to your brain, that when it's naturally in theta, then that can be a portal right there to be able to open up to oneness, to get your brain into that theta that would normally be when you're one with the universe anyway. That's very cool. And we've talked about the different treatments we have, or assessment, the brainwave assessment, where we find your rhythm and give you CDs, including theta, tuned to your brain so you can access it. Kind of a spaced out state, right? But it's really, really, it's got the potential to get really focused and really detailed, transformational. Right. So here are some ways to tune in to multiple things at once. First of all, there's sparkles on the water. Right. Anytime you tune into more than one thing at a time, your brain goes into that state of theta, which is just a step away from being one with the universe. So check it out. Here's some sparkles on the water. Just enjoy this. Tuning into multiple things at once. It's like you start seeing the waves of energy moving across the sparkles. All right. You're now going into theta. Yeah. Multiple things at once. We do a meditation in our classes where we tune into multiple levels of gratitude. Gratitude in your heart for everything you're grateful for. Gratitude in a group of people. Gratitude on the whole planet. Multiple things. We also do, I've got my meditation you've probably checked out, where we do, where we tune into all the 7 chakras simultaneously. And that's really cool, because then you start noticing the flow of kundalini energy through the chakras. And now it becomes a whole flow system instead of one chakra at a time. And you go into to theta there. You can also listen to different sounds in a mix. I remember when I was in high school and I would get stoned, and I would listen to headphones and I would become the music, right? I was the whole thing. I was in it. It was me. I was completely in theta. It's probably why I became a recording engineer too. And it's just really cool. Really cool. I remember telling my friend, isn't it amazing when you just become the music? He says, what are you talking about? I'm like, you don't, that doesn't happen to you? Oh my God, that's like the best part of music, where you just completely disappear. You completely disappear. I even teach how to do that in our recording classes, because you get a whole nother perspective on how to mix a song. Right? So, but also you can tune in to multiple harmonics in a bowl. Let me show you. So here's a crystal bowl, which is a rainbow ray, and I'm going to play the low note, and then I'm going to play the high note, and you'll hear both at the same time. So first of all, here's the low note. High note as well. Listen to both at the same time. Again, low note. Oh, got a high note when I'm ringing it now. Okay, low note. There we go. And high note. Actually, the rhythm as well. There's so many things going on, right? There's two different rhythms, even. Okay. So, most sound healing has multiple harmonics, multiple frequencies going on, especially the gong. Oh my God, the gong's got thousands of frequencies at once. So now there's like the left brain has can't handle it. So you completely go into this state of theta, which again, just a little shift and you're in oneness. Right? You're out of the prefrontal cortex and the whole brain's working. So all of sound healing has multiple frequencies, especially if you're playing a whole bunch of bowls or a whole bunch of instruments, another great example is a choir. Or probably the best. Oh my God, it's just going to see a symphony. Going to see a symphony is a psychedelic experience, because you've got so many different things going on at once. That your brain, you can go, oh, look at that instrument, listen to that instrument. And then you just go into this complete state of theta and oneness. It's really one of the coolest experiences of oneness there is. Or getting out of that prefrontal cortex into the state of theta, where you, and theta is so peaceful. It's so still, right? Now, you can also just look at. Let me give you an experience where you just look at one spot on the wall. Check it out. Look at one spot on the wall. Now, detune and look at the whole room at once. You've gone into theta. You're tuning into multiple things at once. And one of my favorites is to tune in when you have a problem. Prefrontal cortex going, how am I going to figure this out? How am I going to figure this out? How am I going to figure this out? All right. Instead, tune into all your problems and all of your gratitude for all the things you're grateful for. If you don't have a great gratitude list, check out my video, The Sound of Gratitude. I go through all the different things you can be grateful for. So now you tune into all problems and all gratitude. You can take that to the extreme, tuning into all problems on the planet, all BS, right? All horrible things, and then tune into all the magic and nature and beauty all at once, all of it, just all of it. You're on the way to oneness in theta, where you're perfectly still and at peace, and now you have way more capacity to deal with the problems you have and the problems in the world. That's the deal, right? Peace is always the deal. Now, I've got a song by Tom Kenyon. No, I said not Tom Kenyon. This is Devi Primal. I'll play Tom Kenyon in a bit. This is Om Namo Bhagavate. And my friend Lumen, actually, in this song, he recorded this song for Devi Primal. He was the recording engineer. And he had a device that would record thought forms. And he had Devi Primal hold this metal bars in his hands, and he recorded her meditating on transmitting love through the whole song. And then he played the song again and had her meditate on receiving love. And then he did it again and had her meditate on being one with the universe. And then he embedded those three energies behind the song energetically, bumped it up thousands of times energetically. So that energy is embedded in the song, transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. So three things at once, right? So let's try this. Tune in to all three. Send out love to the whole universe. Bring love into your heart first. And transmit love to the whole universe, everybody on the planet. Then receive love from the universe. Okay, two things at once. And then imagine what it's like to be one with the universe, tuned into multiple things at once. And then tune into all three at once, like a triangle. Oneness, transmitting, receiving. Now you're going into theta. Now, if you're ready, do that through this entire song, because that's the energy in the background of this song. Okay, run that energy of all three through the whole song, with Deva Premal doing it as well. Oh, I gotta share my screen, as you're not gonna hear this. Okay. Here go. Okay, here we go. Now quiet. Oh, didn't share my sound. Let me try again. I showed my sound before. Thought it was going to work automatically. Okay, here we go. Now it's going to work.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
know, the truth is, this state we know so well, everybody knows so well, because this is where we came from. Before we were born, we were one with everything. We were in unity consciousness. And then, even up until around 6 months or 1 year, babies are in oneness, blissed out. And then it gets focused in 3D reality. And it's right around 15 to 18 months that they start noticing themselves as a individual. And then around 2 or 3, they start noticing their own body in detail, and they start defining themselves versus other people. And so then, and the teens, as they become teenagers and adolescent, it really goes into serious individuation, totally separate from spirit. There are some kids, of course, that are blissed out from the beginning and never stop, and they're like the light being kids, right? But most kids get very focused on individuation, especially up to around 20 or so. And then some of us, whether it's because of an accident or drugs or just natural spirit opening, we go back from this individuation and have an experience where we access it again, right? And then when we die, we're back in it completely again. So it's like we come from it and we go back to it. So it's not like it's new to us. We actually know it, right? There's a few problems with oneness, though. There's my friend Jeffrey Martin, who's got or ultrasound for specific frequencies of brain nerves called microtubules that will take you into a state of oneness in the lab every time. And he says it can be a problem because people, I mean, why get out of bed? I mean, if you're one with the universe and immersed in universal love and your soul, it's like, why do anything? And you go homeless, right? It can be a problem. In fact, actually a very big problem. So the trick is, how do you incorporate that oneness into your daily life, and how do you incorporate that oneness into service? Now, I was just talking with my friend about the fact that when you go to a state of oneness and there's this all-knowing, and you learn how to work with divine will and alignment with divine will, then you can get to the point where you can really make major changes on the planet, just by doing that. Using a specific frequency or flow, or shifting the flow anywhere and wherever it needs it. That can be really cool. But most of us aren't at that level. So really the whole trick is, how do you bring this oneness energy into the 3D world? Well, first of all, when you're one with the universe, you get downloads and you get way more ideas as to what to do to be able to help people in the 3D world. But also you get this energy of love, universal love, that you can bring down into your work. Right? So I think of it as really going to that place. It's like an oscillation. You go to this oneness, get blissed out, get ideas and get energy, and then you come back and you do the work. Bah, 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 bah. How can we help people and change this and you know, do the little things that have to be done to be able to make major transitions in the 3D world, whether it's cleaning up the water, cleaning up the air, cleaning up, setting it up so people aren't starving, so people are fed, or just healing the physical, emotional, and mental bodies, right? So we bring that energy and that knowledge that we gain in this other realm into the 3D work we do. That seems like the number one way. It's also, you know, I mean, obviously, if you have a problem or you've got anything that's going on that's causing stress in your system, going into this state of oneness can put it in perspective, where you go, oh my God, that's such a small deal compared to this energy. It's like if you think of that problem of the gazillion, gazillion, gazillion frequencies in the universe, it's so unbelievably small. And then you start to see it as all perfect. It's all perfect, right? Every single challenge is to help you grow and get to this higher level, right? Now, many spiritual leaders talk about actually, ultimately, we will all be in oneness all the time. But here's the deal. Ultimately, the best is to be in oneness while you're working in the 3D world. So to be doing multi-track mind, multiple things at once. You're doing the work while in the zone the whole time. That's the ultimate. And that's where we'll all be one day. And they say other galaxies, other beings on other galaxies are already there. There is no strife. There's no struggle. It's all love and light all the time. Right? That's where we're headed. Could be about 10,000 years, right? Or a million even. Who knows? But you never know. With our tools, it could be tomorrow. Right? It's possible. It's possible. Okay. So I have one more song I want to play for you, and this is from Tom Kenyon, where he's channeling the Hathors, and he's channeling the energy of oneness. It's called Aethos, and it's multi-track, so there's multiple voices on here. But it sounds like synthesizer, but there's zero synthesizer, no synthesis. It's only Tom Kenyon's voice channeling the Hathors, which are beings from another dimension that were out in society in ancient Egypt, helping us go to higher levels of consciousness and helping people, you know, run love and light and deal with their problems. Tom Kenyon channels them every month or two. He'll put out a little thing from them. It's really beautiful. So this is them running the energy completely of oneness. So I invite you to set your intention to go to a place of oneness while listening to this. You don't need to tone along. You can just listen. Okay. Again, this is Aethos by Tom Kenyon. Enjoy. Set your intention to go there. Thank you. bring that expansive energy into your 3D world and hold it there, at least for the rest of the evening, the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead.